The beginning of this week's Parsha Kitavo talks about the mitzvah of Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim. This is, of course, the lines that a farmer says when he brings his first fruits to the Beit HaMikdash to give to the Kohanim. And he basically reads lines of thanksgiving, which are all familiar with because we also read them every single year as part of the Haggadah. Most famously, we read at the beginning, Arami Oved Avi, Va'anita Va'amarta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, Arami Oved Avi, so, psukim of thanksgiving, we thank Hashem that Hashem saved Yaakov Avinu, and he took us down to Mitzrayim, and he saved us from Mitzrayim after we were oppressed, etc., etc., etc. So on this pasuk, though, Arami Oved Avi, which is a very enigmatic pasuk, because it's not, you know, there are a lot of pronouns here, not a lot of names, Rashi comments, Maskir chaste ha-makom, Arami Oved Avi, Lavan bikesh la'kor et ha-kol k'sharadaf achar Yaakov. So two things over here. Number one, Rashi is saying that the identification of the Arami over here is Lavan himself. Lavan is the Arami Oved Avi. I mention that because not everybody agrees. This is the tradition of Chazal that, of course, Rashi is transmitting. But the Ibn Ezra, for example, over here says that actually the Arami over here is Yaakov himself. Arami is Oved. He's a wandering Aramean. Arami Oved Avi. He is wandering. There are actually even in Mepharshim that say refers to Avraham Avinu himself. But Rashi over here goes to the position that it refers to Lavan. The Lavan was trying to kill and destroy and cut off the line of Yaakov. And Rashi also, the Sifri, brings in a comment by Chazal, which is also found in the Gemara in Kedushin, that one of the differences between the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats Jews versus the way that he treats the Umot HaOlam is that when it comes to Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaref machshava l'maasa only for mitzvot. He treats things that we think of doing like things that we did only with regards to mitzvot, but with regards to Averot, he says, okay, if you only thought to do an Averot, but you didn't actually do it, then I'm not going to make it as if you did. I'm not going to punish you as if you already did it. With the exception of Avodah Zarah. If you think of Avodah Zarah, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzaref Machshava L'Maaseh. This is benigud to non-Jews, to the Umot HaOlam, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzaref Machshava L'Maaseh, for Averot. So when Lavan bikesh la'kor et hakol, even though he didn't succeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated it as if he actually did it. Shakoach, Shavua Tov.
What actually was Lavan's plan? What was Lavan's plan?